Okay, solo man, body positive, take 306.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's take one for me, even though I do screw up. So here's a picture of a hippo, as you probably know. Now, this is a fairly young hippo, but it shows the characteristics of a hippo and what nature intended for them. So to me, that looks quite normal. However, this doesn't look quite normal. Of course, it probably does to the delusional people out there, generally femons. Anyway, this is a size 30 femon. I didn't know they actually went up that high. And she's an influencer, and she's on Instagram. So straight away, you must remember that she's a very successful femon. In her head, only. But she says generally on Instagram, most people are very positive about her. In other words, she's after praise, really. No criticism. Femons don't like criticism of any kind. But she says there are some people who tell her that she should lose weight because she's killing herself. Which actually is correct, isn't it? And those people are trying to help her wake up from her delusional world. But she calls them trolls. So if you tell the truth and try to help the person, you're a troll, of course. Well, if she popped into her local doctor's, whether it be femon or male, hopefully the doctor would tell her the absolute truth. That this is not good for her body and is putting a lot of strain on her heart. Well, of course, the femon would probably think her doctor is a troll as well now. But the reason I made this video is because I see more increasingly overweight femons. And that's just in the country I'm in. But in the US, it's even a pandemic. And for fear of being a troll, which I'm actually a very good one, by the way, it is not healthy for the body, whether you be male or femon. In general, the males, at least in the country I'm in, are keeping fit. They're going to the gym. But they're a little bit obsessed with it, of course. But at least they're fit-looking. The femons seem to have gone the other way. But if you take a look at this femon, you can see that she has the bright-coloured hair and the delusional attitude, as all that type seem to have now. I don't see any tats at the moment, but they'll be coming along soon, I suspect. You see, a lot of femons, and this is just my experience, I think, are quite lazy people. And of course, if they faced the truth, then they would have to do some work to get into shape, lose weight. And that would take a lot of effort. You see, being a feminist and an activist as a femon, it's a sort of get-out clause, free, a sort of thing. Then they can say and do anything they want and just say, oh, I'm a feminist. I'll colour my hair green or blue or whatever. And now I don't have to follow any society rules whatsoever. And if this femon wants to be way overweight, it's up to her, of course. It's her life. But she's actually gone on Instagram and promoting this. So if a very young femon sees it, she might be swayed to just go that way too. You see, to me, it's not body positive at all. It's body negative. This is what not to do with your body. We're not allowed to have cigarette ads that promote cigarettes, but these people can promote themselves on there, no problem. And I know that males suffer from this too, generally in the United States mostly. Oh, all right, some other countries as well. A lot of femons, especially feminists, have removed themselves from the complete reality of the world they live in. They don't want to accept any accountability. They believe they're the privileged breed. They don't have to follow the rules us normal peasants do. And everything they say and do is just absolutely the truth, and they're wonderful. And any criticism brought towards them is just trolls, or misogyny, or the patriarchy. I suppose there's only one good thing, if there is a good thing about a femon getting like this. She's taken herself out of the dating game, then. Actually, maybe not. And that's why alcohol and beer should have a warning on the label. After drinking a few beers, you may be inclined to sleep with a femon you usually find repulsive. Actually, this femon is in complete denial, isn't she? And those other femons around who are saying, go girl, go, are either the same size or bigger than she is, and they really don't care of the well-being of this person at all. Most femons always like praise, don't they? Just take a look at the TV programs for femons. It's all about praising them all the time. It's like a drug to them. This femon may wake up from reality, her first problems with the health issue, and she'll have to go to the doctor for it. Here's one that commonly happens to overweight femons. I knew an overweight femon in Canada, and this is a very common problem, apparently. Because usually there's no gap between their legs. Their legs are stuck together all the time, and they rub and sweat. And it produces skin ulcers that are very painful and can get infected easily and take a long time to heal up. I mean, that's not too body positive, is it? But it's the truth. But these people on Instagram are dangerous. Because if they went on there and said, yes, I know I'm overweight, and I know it's not healthy, and I know it's putting strain on my heart, and I know it's shortening my life considerably, but I just like being overweight, that would be different. But they don't, do they? Anyway, you guys, what do you think? Let me know.
Okay, that's a take. That's Solo Man, body positive. Wrap it.
All right then, let's go for a beer.
Hey. Now you're talking.